Brisbane Wakes Up with Steph, Abby and Matt on B105.
What's up, everybody? You've downloaded our podcast. We are Steph, Abby and Matt. You probably already know that. Or maybe you've gone looking for another podcast and you've just stumbled across us. You won't be disappointed. We promise.
No. Guarantee.
Yeah. It's a 100% money back guarantee.
For the download.
Yeah. Yeah.
We caught up with Sarah Clark. She was the mum of Bella from Twilight. Mm-hmm. Very successful actress.
Yes.
Do you have to say actress? Is it actor now?
It's actor now.
Actor, sorry. Mm.
Why can't you say actress?
Because it's labeling female. A label.
So you just do actor. Mm. You don't need actress or actor.
Right. Mm. Mm. Okay.
That was a while ago. That
it was a while ago. I'm sorry.
I think it was before. Well, yeah. Mm.
Like 15 years ago. Mm. Mm, 20 years ago.
Is it? Right, it's just because it's pointing out that they're that it's female. They can't just.
You're just sort of an actor, because you're an actor if you're a guy, and then you're an actress. It's just everyone's actors.
Right, okay.
Just professional pretenders, as I used to call them.
Well, you're a radio hostess.
No.
No, host. I'm a host.
Mm. Was it? It's a joke. Mm. don't cancel me, please, guys.
How dare you, sir?
Broadcaster is when I am doing anything with old school. Announcers. They always don't call themselves announcers or hosts. Broadcast. It's always broadcasters. When I put down job description for like...
Yeah, so I was going to ask, when it says job description on something to fill in, what do you guys write?
Well, ever since I did the wedding of
Jamie Dunn.
Yes, and he puts broadcaster. And you I'm like, broadcaster's a lot nicer now, because if you do like radio, then people would presume that you're a journalist. Mm.
Yeah.
So then I'm like, well, you're not a journalist.
I write TikTok sensation now.
Do you? Yeah. Hey, how many followers do you have to have before you can do sensation?
Two.
Really?
Because one, no, but two, there's a second person, there's a bit of swell behind you.
I love how you think that the FBI are following everyone's fingerprint through their phone, but TikTok... All the information that they're gathering then is fine.
Oh, see, I don't have... I know the FBI are onto us, and I know the Chinese government's probably all into TikTok. I'm just saying I'm woke to it. I'm not going to hide from it. I'm freely giving it to you. I don't want you to think you're stealing it from me because I'm giving it
to you.
Yeah,
yeah. I know these things will kill me, but I just can't stop.
Yes.
Here's my credit card details. Yeah. Who cares?
That's pretty much what it is. Yeah. Don't want you to be like, we got you, because you didn't, because I know what you're doing. Mm. I'm letting you get me. So radio host is what I always write.
Yeah.
It's such a, I don't, do you write, and you know how sometimes if it's an online thing and it's a drop
scroll
down box.
And they never have it?
It's like an entertainer or like what do you put in?
If it is a scroll down with that, I'd
then
put down
then you feel like you're
going to
get money back if they're not entertained. Yeah. Entertainer always feels like, ta-da! Yeah. or I'll just do media.
Oh, yeah, you can just do media.
Because then it sort of covers media. It all.
Mm. Mm. Maybe I write journalist. People take me seriously.
But you have to have a degree.
A professional criminal. I wonder if anyone ever puts that.
And they go, I can't believe you did that. You go, well, I did tell you when I wrote job description.
Have you been to prison? No. Then you can be a professional criminal.
This is one that
I've never been caught. That's why I'm a professional.
That's why I'm a professional.
Do you remember when we had, because you know when you get your birth certificate and you get a copy out of that and you've got your parents' job description? Mm. We had one lady who called up and said that her husband filled out the form and he put superhero. So on the job description for the birth certificate, it has superhero. I wonder if anyone else has done it. Because you can put whatever you want. So on their sons, their dad, it's a superhero.
He was Batman. So
she was so annoyed, though. She's like, it's ridiculous.
Really? I would have thought someone...
Well, what are they going to check? Which one's appropriate?
Yeah, but...
They can't prove it's not true.
They can't prove it's not true. You're allowed to put whatever you want.
That's a good point. That's right. Yeah.
Huh? Missed opportunity.
I might reverse my vasectomy just so you can go and do that.
What would you put?
I don't know.
Would you put Batman?
Well, you wouldn't put which superhero you were. I'd give it away. You'd be terrible with a secret identity.
What would you put?
You just put superhero.
A spy. I'd put.
Yeah, but even still, if you're at superhero, there's not that many of them.
Yeah,
so
I think you're
down.
You're not going to be
there's
Wonder Woman, are
There's not that many of them?
Yeah, well, there's not.
There's thousands.
Yeah, but it's...
Yeah, but no one...
You'd want to be one of the popular ones.
Yeah.
You wouldn't want to be Ant-Man.
But you can't put down your name.
Yeah, but don't put down superhero if you don't want people to identify you. People would still go, which superhero is this? Oh, wait a minute, he looks like that guy. They'd still try and put it down.
Clark Kent has said in his job description he's a superhero. I wonder which one he is.
Why don't you just put crime fighter, and then you could be a police officer, a detective, or a superhero.
Say, hey, taking the calls at Crime Stoppers does not mean you fight crime.
You're one step
You work in a call centre.
It's good, honest work.
Here we go. Here's the podcast.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
I don't know whether every workplace does it, but we have it here a lot. Emails get sent out every couple of weeks from a department and they ask you to do a survey as to whether or not you're satisfied with how you interact with them in the office.
Do you ever fill them out?
Delete.
I fill them out when they have the... someone will go in the running for movie tickets.
Ah, yeah,
like
yeah.
Like if it's a little incentive,
can you win
I will.
Stuff on them, can
some
you?
Some of them you can. You should read right down to the bottom.
Oh, but we get them heaps here. And they do them all the time, workplace studies. And one has come out from the St. John Ambulance Service.
Mm-hmm.
And it was around defibrillators.
They're the ones that start your heart.
The R is silent, isn't it? It's not a defibrillator.
Defibrillator, yes.
Defibrillator? Am I not saying it right?
Yeah, you're saying.
Yeah, yeah. Because it's spelt defibrillator, but it said defibrillator.
So I hope no one...
You said defibrillate and they come back with something else.
Sorry, I don't know what you're talking about. Defibrillate. Defibrillate. Why?
The paddles.
Yeah, shouldn't it just come up with a resuscitator?
They're the things where, you know, you see on the TV, they rub them together and they go, clear, kaboom, and they bring someone back to life with it. And they've said, how important does it rank in your office to have a defibrillator? And when they asked people aged 18 to 54, so bang in the workforce,
yeah,
it was not the number one thing, well, I guess a life-saving device.
They're probably not as likely to have heart issues that age group.
18 to 54.
Oh, was it 18 to 54, was it?
Yeah, that's pretty much everyone. 54, yeah.
Still, you know, you'd hope after 50s.
Mm.
Oh, I'm definitely having my heart attack in the late 50s. You know, that's my plan. Mm. What do you reckon was above...
Coffee.
...a defibrillator?
Coffee.
Oh, bang, Abby Coleman. Instant coffee was the number one thing of concern in a workplace.
Can I do one more?
Yeah, yeah.
Fast internet.
Oh, I don't know. Well, not on the list that I was given, but that is definitely internet that works.
Air conditioning that works.
Yeah, that's in there as well. Mm. They're saying fire extinguishers were even above.
Well, you've got to think about it. How often you use instant coffee every day? Yeah. How often have you seen the defibrillator been cracked out here? I can only remember once.
But it's about life-saving.
I don't even know where it is.
How many else are on the list?
Well, just from what I can see that is above that, pens and paper even go on top. People have gone and said, we want good quality pens.
Yeah, fair
enough. Bring your own from home. Actually, all mine at home are from here.
From here.
Come on.
It's where I got my defibrillator.
Is that where ours is going? But, where is ours? Do you know?
Good question, because this is what I was thinking of doing.
Mm.
One of us has just had a heart attack live on the air.
Probably me. Let's see
how long it takes.
They weren't listening. They weren't even listening.
The executive producers.
One of you have just had a heart attack live on air.
Yeah, we need a defibrillator. Go.
Quick.
Save Stav's life.
Please. Look at them run. Look at them run.
I don't even know where to run.
Parente's opening up the...
But he's not
still,
rushing
he's still
about
chewing
it.
Gum. Like.
Yeah.
So they're having a gander around a kitchen at the moment.
I'm dead right now. I'm dead.
I'm glad you said it was you, Stav, because we all knew that it was you.
I'd just go straight for CPR.
Okay, go on. Come save him. Parente's grabbed the first aid kit.
You got Band-Aids, mate. He's just had a heart attack. His heart stopped.
Oh, God, we've even got Coles brand. We can't even get the name brand.
You know what we would do? We'd just call that Nikki.
I was going to say that's...
here and
that's...
she's in charge and she'd know where everything is.
Needless to say, this is, you know...
You know what you've done?
Dead.
You've shown a hole.
You know what we're going to do after this now?
Oh, we're all going to have to do first aid training and whatnot.
Not us. Yes,
yes we will.
Well, not
It'll
me,
be like, well, if you guys...
Yes, you guys have
is.
To do it as well, because what if one of us dropped? It works both ways,
we
doesn't
would,
it, guys?
We would run out and broadcast it. All over the radio, and we'd be like, 131060, are you an ambulance officer? Give us a buzz now and talk us through what to do.
I'm actually kind of glad I had a heart attack.
Why?
Why?
To avoid all this situation.
Mm. We can make your dreams happen.
Thanks, guys.
And to be fair, you're the only one whose obituary is all ready to roll.
Yay.
So
we update it every couple of months.
Do you?
Yeah.
Coming up next, what we loved about Stav.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
you can say
would say in bed.
Things you can say in the bedroom and another scenario. Today it's while getting a facial.
Mm-hmm.
It's not dirty. It's just sometimes you go, my mind's playing tricks on me.
Now, do not be shy, Brisbane. This will get you in the mood for a Monday morning. And if you are one of the best responses, you get a $500 box and barrel voucher. B&B 2 homeware outlets open this weekend. Everything 50% off. Everything half price, which is good stuff. Look for the big orange building on Sumner's Road.
Chris in Woodhill, what can you say in the bedroom and while getting a facial?
Females the only ones giving the facials?
Yes.
Yeah. You prefer a man to give you a facial?
I've never got a man to give me one.
Well, it's all about equality and fairness, isn't it?
It's true, isn't it? Chris. Oh, what am I talking about? A guy gave me one on the weekend.
Yeah, you did.
Sorry, Simon. Yeah, Simon did.
Who does them better, men or women?
Oh, they're all different. It depends what you asked for. What I asked for like a real burny one. And he's like, do you like it really strong? And I said, as strong as you've got.
Right. Was that a peel?
Yes.
Yeah, you want it to peel off.
Yeah.
Hey, Simone, what can you say in the bedroom and whilst getting a facial?
Good morning, everybody.
Morning.
How are we today?
Good. What's going on?
So I would say, while you're there, can you massage my head, please?
Oh, I love it when they do that.
So do I.
Mm.
Yeah, it's always the laugh after.
The hand or the head. They do sometimes.
Ah, right.
So a handy or a heady, you get to decide, do you?
Yes.
Melissa in Springfield Lakes, what can you say in the bedroom and while getting a facial?
Ooh, that's wet.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep, yes it is.
I didn't know they burned.
Depends what you get.
Right.
Everybody's different. There's so many different types these days.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so the peel, like Maddie was saying. Have you got one?
I don't think I've had one before, no.
You'd remember.
No.
Wouldn't you? You'd remember.
Well, it depends if it was memorable or not. You know?
That's disappointing.
Mm.
Oh, anonymous.
Anonymous. What can you say in the bedroom and getting a facial?
Shouldn't that go on the back?
Annie, what can you say in the bedroom and while getting a facial?
Annie?
Oh, sorry. Hi. Yeah, you could say something like, why is it so sticky?
Yes. Yes, you could.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Imagine creating a little indie movie that ends up making $3.3
billion. $1 billion.
That's what happened to Twilight.
Vampire.
Are you afraid?
No.
It started the war between Team Jacob.
Stranger things happen every day.
And Team Edward.
Edward Cullen.
It had to be Edward.
Totally gorgeous.
This morning we go behind the scenes with Sarah Clark. You know her for playing Renee Dwyer, Bella's mum.
But tell me more about your school. Now, what are the kids like?
They're all very welcoming.
She's on now for Memory Monday.
Memory.
Sarah Clark is on the air. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning, you guys.
Can we talk about Twilight, though? Because I was a massive fan. I don't know if the boys, because I don't know if you would have fell in love with it as much.
No, I wasn't as excited by my sisters and my mother.
Oh,
no.
But it was just, you did have to choose a side, you know, Team Edward or Team Jacob, and just the tension between it. It must have been quite extraordinary coming out of it and just seeing how many fans there were of it.
Oh, my gosh. Well, yes. I mean, I think that there's a frenzy over the boys, for sure, and just the allure of them being nice vampires.
Hmm. Which sounds silly when you say it.
Yes, and then you know, the team choosing between the werewolves, you know, and the vampires, that was also, you know, it definitely struck a chord with the ladies.
I didn't think it was anything. I mean, you're going to choose the one with the glittery skin.
The glittery skin?
Yeah.
Some people like a hairy man.
Yeah, I just didn't understand that debate. I was like, okay, I'll wear hashtag Team Edward. But there was so much beautiful tension between Bella and him, and then it ended up that they were...
Yes.
Dating. Do you guys remember on set when they started actually being officially a couple?
Yes, it was very, you know, it was kept under wraps because it wasn't until the second movie that it sort of started to happen. I mean, you saw the beginnings of it in the first one, but by the second movie, I think they were a couple. And then I came back in the third and all my stuff was basically with her and Kristen. And that's when I sort of saw, oh, wow, this is a full relationship now. And I secretly was pregnant with my second daughter. So we had little secrets that we shared with each other.
Yeah, right. And then I mean, I'm terrible at remembering gossip, so sometimes I make it up. So just follow me here. This is, I might say this wrong, but then it hit the tabloids again, didn't it? Because she ended up cheating on him
with the director.
Not the director, the director of The Huntsman or something else. It was his next one. Yeah, when she was working with Chris Hemsworth. Yeah. Guys, come on.
But they were together. Yeah, they were together. And then that's how they broke up.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, scandalous,
you
right,
know,
Sarah?
I mean, I guess I was nowhere nearby when that was all going down, sadly. I was away from them. But I think you have your story straight, but I honestly don't know.
I love this story about you, though. This is amazing. Is this true that you went to high school with Mad Men star John Hamm, and you guys actually went to the prom together?
Yes, 2 years in a row, in fact, because the first year, my then boyfriend was away, and John was a very close friend, and so we went the first year, you know, as friends, and then the second year, we went again. We sort of dated.
Oh, right.
Another cheating scandal, hey? Cheating scandals everywhere.
First, when you had a boyfriend and just as friends, and then you started dating after that year?
Basically, we were just really good friends, and I think it's sort of that thing senior year when you're like, we're such good friends, maybe we'll try dating, and, you know, so it was kind of like that.
Mm.
Who broke up with who?
Well, given that we were such good friends, I think we kind of kept it like vague.
Right. Yeah. It was a mutual decision.
You know, no, I'm just saying, because
like,
you know,
it wasn't like,
yeah,
we just went away to college.
Okay. I just didn't want to ruin it for you, Sarah, but you know how sometimes you don't actually break up with your boyfriend in high school, so technically you're still dating, is what I tried to work out. Whether
that is not an excuse, Abby.
I'm just saying whether we need to give him a call and let him know. Like,
I'm just waiting for that reunion. I'm waiting for the reunion.
So was he like a family friend of your family, or you just in high school together, and that's what happens in high school, you know, you sort of date your circles of friends?
Well, I think what it is, because we went to a school that was 7 through 12, right? So you meet each other when you're 12, and you stay in contact all the way till senior year.
Mm.
And so, you know, in 7th and 8th grade, like, he was so obnoxious, and I was just like, oh, my God, you know. And then 9th grade, I remember we had geometry together. And it was the first time that I was like, you know, he's not so obnoxious. He's actually kind of funny. And then, you know, you just become friends. And I, of course, was dating an older boy. So junior year, when he was gone, because he, you know, it doesn't matter why he was gone. He was out of town. And so he could go to prom. And that's when John and I, you know, he's like, well, why don't we go? And I was like, yeah, let's do it.
But, you know,
it wasn't until senior year that you sort of see each other differently.
It is hard in high school. And I've talked to Abby about this before. When you're a young man in high school, it's really annoying because the girls in your age group always want to date the older boys, and you get real filthy about it.
Why do you date older boys? Like, he's so older for
you. Why would you date anyone like an L year?
Yeah, like, because you're immature and he has a car.
But none of the older girls will date the younger boys. It's very,
because you still are immature and don't have cars.
It's still immature. I mean, you know, we're already much more advanced anyway, and then on top of it, we mature so much faster. So it's just, they have to wait for them to catch up.
Your husband's going to hear this and go, okay, guys, move on from
Well, mind you, my husband is older than me. So,
because you guys met on the set of 24, which is also a fantastic show that you're in.
We did, yes. And that, another secret, because I, you know, having come from New York, met Xander, like, on the pilot, and felt like, I don't want this to be scandalous. Like, I hooked up with a guy, like, on the first week of meeting him. And then I kept it under wraps so that when we went back to shoot the full up, you know, the full series, and I had to move to LA, I was like, no, let's not let me, I'm embarrassed. Let's just keep it between us. And Sandra's like, why? Because I, you know, Midwestern values were coming out. I am St. Louis. And I just felt like, we need to properly date or something. It was really silly. But then we finally told everyone when we were engaged. And everyone was like, what? They were so confused.
Yeah,
he'd have to be good at keeping secrets though, because he was on the Walking Dead, and I imagine that show you get the script and you're not allowed to tell anyone what's going on with anything. Same with 24.
Well,
I imagine.
Exactly, and I mean the whole aura around at least 24. It's like no one knew anything about their characters, and we all were like, "Who's the mole?" So we were all very good at keeping
in Hollywood now. A lot of co-stars do hook up. Like, you look at things like on movies, like Brad and Angelina Jolie, they got together. It happens on TV shows. Has there ever been a production company who's tried to write into contracts that they don't want co-stars going into relationships? Because you think if you're halfway through something and then there's a breakdown and the franchise wants to continue, it can be kind of detrimental to have two big characters hating each other on set.
Well, Hollywood, I think, would shut down if there was anything like that written. No, I don't know. I'm joking. But honestly, I've definitely been on set where the leads are dating and then they start fighting and then it becomes really awkward because, and I'm not speaking from like experience of for me, I'm saying I've witnessed because they won't be on set when the other person's there, and then they've got to shoot a scene together, and then they won't rehearse. I mean, it's ridiculous. And that's when you really see some of the most childish behavior come out. But I will say that a lot of productions are much more professional than that, but, you know, both exist.
It makes them great actors, though, doesn't it, really?
Depending.
They can still act in love.
Yes, I mean, it's a very muddy business. Let's just put it that way.
Well, Casey Cuoco from The Big Bang just came out and said that after she broke up with Johnny, who is in the show as well, she felt like the writers kept on writing more bed scenes for them. And they're like, what are you doing this to? This is unfair.
Maybe they just noticed it. Or maybe they're like, nah, they're suited as a couple. Let's go. Oh, that's crazy.
That's amazing.
With Twilight, they're saying that I think it was the first movie, it grossed like $390 million worldwide. That's some huge money. Now, the budget was $37 million on that, which is a very small budget. A lot of the stunts were done by the actors themselves because the budget was so low, you couldn't get stunt people in.
Oh, yeah, they kept telling us, it's an indie movie. We can't do this because it's an indie movie. And we were like, really? Okay. And then you're like, oh, no.
So what kind of stunts, like what did you witness that was done by actors that really should have been done by a professional?
Oh, well, you know, that being said, Renee, I was off very cushy, you know, on the phone a lot of times. So, you know, the only stunts I had to deal with were like going upstairs.
Oh, careful.
I really didn't have to do what the vampires had to do, so I'm not one to speak to that.
It just proves that Robin Pattinson really did fly, because I knew that.
Yeah, no, I know. I mean, I know that he came to set. I mean, when he first came, he had to do a lot of different working out of different things because of those scenes.
What happened, though? I mean, when it came out of the first movie and it was so successful, do you sign on for the whole series for the same price? Or is it, hey, if this goes well, they double the salary, it's dependent on how the movie goes for the third one when you came back?
Yeah, you usually negotiate each movie.
Right.
I'm sure everyone had different deals, obviously, and sometimes, you know, with franchises, they'll say, oh, this is a 3-picture deal, this is a 2-picture deal, because they want to lock in the same people. Mm. It depends on how fast they want to shoot them, too, right? Because I know, for example, like Lord of the Rings, they were like, we have to get all these done in the next 7 months. So, you know, whatever they did, they just went off and did maybe 2 movies, or however they did that. But, yeah, I don't know. For ours, I know, I think they, because they didn't know if it was going to be a hit, I think the first one was its own thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they saw what they had, they probably negotiated, at least for the vampires, in a certain way. I honestly don't know. I know for me, Renee, it was always sort of like, she was always like, hey, can I be in this story? I just always felt like, oh my God, that poor mother. She's just out to lunch.
Wasn't
all the
she?
Time.
Yeah, so and the dad got all the credit.
I love Charlie. Leave Charlie alone. He was my favorite character, actually.
Yeah.
I suppose it. You know, there was a whole scene that they cut in the first movie setting up why I let her go live with her dad. And then they sum it up with like a hug and a hat, you know, like, got my cowboy hat, I'm going over here, you know, it's like, it was so ridiculous. But having been a mother myself, I was just like, this is so unrealistic. The thing is the few scenes I did have in that first film, you know, did set up why they were supposedly so close. You know, because then it's like, why is she talking to her mom, but she doesn't live with her mom? Like, what? It doesn't make any sense. But, you know, the whole thing being, you know, they set up this idea that her mom had sacrificed so much as a single mom, and now she found happiness with this guy who's a baseball player, and she wanted to go be on the road with him and his team, and she didn't want to put Bella through that.
Sounds legit.
Although Bella does come and visit you. Yeah.
Well, look, it's great to go down memory lane with you. The Twilight series was a huge one, and it still continues to be a classic that gets rolled out. Sarah Clark, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Yes, thank you guys. Have a good day.
Thank you. You're wonderful.
Great to have you on. There she is. Sarah Clark, you know her as Renee, Bella's mum in Twilight, on the air with us right here at B105. It's Stav, Abby and Matt.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Yesterday I checked my mail and it's, you know, just got real estate agents in there trying to get you to sell you their house or something like that. A couple of bills maybe. But yesterday was very different because I have been selected.
Jury duty!
For jury duty.
That's so exciting.
Why are we so excited? I'm very excited.
I mean, it couldn't have been yesterday because I was like, you're not very good at it because, you know, who checks their mail on a Sunday, not during the week when the postage doesn't arrive? But
well,
that's
fine. We did. I checked it last night after when my mum, I walked my mum out to her car when she left for dinner. And Esther had actually gotten it off Eden because Eden loves to check the mail. She opened it. Esther's like, you're going to be so annoyed, babe. And I was like, as if I spent the night walking around going, bam, 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 bam.
Can I see it?
Yes, you may.
This has been a dream of mine, Matthew. I'm going to live through you.
Notice. What do we do? We'll lose him.
But he has fun.
Prospective juror.
You know you can get out of it, but are you going to? Because the employer can say that they don't want you to have time off. I don't think you're going to get picked, though.
No, not looking like that.
That's what Esther said. Yeah. She goes, if it's a drug case, you're not getting selected.
Yeah. When you go borrow Scotty's sunglasses.
It's so weird.
Excuse me, Judge. They're guilty. I sold to them.
So it says here, do I have to do jury duty? And it says, yes, if you're selected, you're obliged to do jury duty unless your work or study commitments make it absolutely impossible.
So it says in there it'll be for 5 weeks in May. So they're saying I've been needed up to 5 weeks. The best part is, and I've gone through the whole thing, you have to fill out a questionnaire to make sure you're eligible. Mm. It's 4 pages, and when you get to the last page, it says, "Can you read or write English?" I'm like, I'm 4 pages deep, bro. How would I have made it to here?
But you can't.
Do you know what it says here? Question 6 is, your occupation is shown on your electoral roll, and you've written unknown, so you haven't indicated on your electoral roll your occupation. So I think when they say that you're a loudmouth, I think you might be off.
Oh, you think they'll be like, when I say radio host... Mm.
Yeah, because you talk about it all. I don't think they'll let you.
No, I won't be here for 5 weeks.
A radio host. Oh, that's a good point. You won't be able to.
The other cool thing is you fill in that form and they do a replied paid envelope, which is good because, you know, no one wants to pay for reply these days. And it goes to the sheriff.
Awesome.
It actually says on there, the sheriff replied paid.
Yeah, did you know we have a sheriff of Queensland? Her name's Amanda O'Brien.
Wow, O'Brien. Cool.
Yeah.
Sheriff.
Let's not shoot her.
No, you shoot the deputy.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Steph.
Dude, you're not going to get picked for jury duty, and that's going to be really disappointing.
And then that's the thing I thought when it said 5 weeks. I was like, our boss is not going to let me go, and I really want to do it.
If you want to go, they can't say no. You know that, right?
Do I get paid in full from work to go?
I believe.
Oh, good questions.
Because they pay you too.
Well, this is what I want to ask. 13, 10, 60.
Minimal.
If you've ever been asked to do jury duty, what's entailed? Like, do you still get paid from your work? Will it definitely be 5 weeks?
I had friends go and they said it was very disappointing.
Oh, yeah.
They sat there. They never got picked. You just have to take your book and you read it.
And I imagine in between each, person speaking, each lawyer, there goes...
Yeah. Well, actually, if the jury isn't sequestered, you could probably do both, couldn't you?
No, you've got to be there in the morning.
Do you? What time?
Yeah, to be selected.
Oh, you mean come and do the show and then
pop off to the... It's just around the corner.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
What would I wear?
Oh, you just a suit, I reckon.
Do you have to wear a suit? Because whenever you see it on Law and Order, they're all like in plain clothes, so they look like, you know, you see someone sitting there who clearly is like meant to be a soccer dad.
We're a different outfit.
Have you ever been convicted? I know you've been to the courthouse, but you weren't convicted?
No, never been convicted. No, just right. I spent one night in the lockup because I was stumbling.
Yeah, no, that's right. I'm just checking all the questions.
No, I've read through all that.
Yeah, just making sure.
Double checked it. So, I know. Esther thought I'd be annoyed, but I was like, this is epic.
You should frame this.
Imagine that. The judge is like, can you stop making that song?
Now, I don't want to ruin this for you. And I,
then don't.
Okay. All right.
13, 10, 60. Have you done jury duty? Is it going to be good or is it going to be annoying? Give us a buzz.
I think you get paid minimal wage.
But you'd still get
and
paid.
And don't get paid through your employer.
We'll work it all out.
We'll ask that question. I could do a podcast at the end.
Should I go do something wrong so you could be the guy?
Yes, it could be your case. I know that guy. He's a friend from home.
Michelle in Brackenridge, you've done jury duty?
I have.
How does it work?
So I got sent a letter, had to fill in the form, same deal as you, but I sent it back. Then I had to make myself available for 2 weeks. I begged my boss to let me go, so they did, because I was so excited about it.
Yeah.
I had to be available for this 2 week period, right? You rock up on the Monday and you're not necessarily part of a jury. You're part of like 100 people that turn up in this room. Mm-hmm. Might be less with COVID now, don't know.
Yeah.
But this was about 2 or 3 years ago. So on the Monday, then you go like with 20 people into one particular courtroom. They ask you if there's any conflicts of anything. They read out the names of the witnesses, the defendant, blah, blah, blah. And if you don't recognize any of them, you're allowed to stay.
Mm-hmm.
Then you just get up from your seat and you walk around in front of like the prospective or like the
lawyers.
Legal people, the lawyers.
Well, like Australia's Next Top Model. Like they just look you up and down.
Yep. And you walk towards the bailiff who holds, you can either do like an oath on the Bible or without a Bible. And so you walk towards this guy and the lawyers can just say, no, thank you. And you have to turn around and walk away. Mm. If they don't say no, thank you, then you get sworn in and you're part of the jury.
So don't walk up and be like, was that?
I love it because you always say that you can judge someone just by looking and now it's going to work against you.
Do you only get paid minimum wage or does your work still pay you?
The court pay you minimum wage and then your employer is obligated to pay you the difference.
Oh, that's good. So you still get paid for it.
There you go.
That's good because I wouldn't be able to afford to not get paid for 5 weeks.
No. Josh and Hammond.
Michelle. Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
We just spoke to Michelle. You're not going to be on jury duty.
Yeah. Who dropped out? There was someone in the middle who dropped out.
I think she's guilty. You know that means they did it.
Just the same person you saw. I'm so sorry.
Sorry, the phone line switched around.
Josh in Hammond?
John.
John.
Hey, John.
I got exactly the same letter over the weekend to do exactly the same month as you guys.
How exciting. Ooh, you could be
jury buddies.
Yeah, but I don't really want to do it, though.
Oh, why don't you want to do it?
I don't know. I think just with work commitments, I don't think I'd be able to do it.
Yeah, it
must be hard for them to find people that can.
Yeah.
But we could have lunch and stuff.
And you're not allowed to be over the age of 70, it says there in the letter.
So I'm out.
Still hope
you're not Australian citizen.
No, I can't do it.
So you got the 5 weeks one as well, John?
I did, yes. Yeah. So it would be interesting, depending what we're facing, but yeah.
All right.
What kind of cases you get?
Imagine that. I don't like this one. Could I do another one? What else have you got? Hey, Scotty, you just finished jury duty.
Yeah, I got pulled up for actually a 3 week stint.
So yours, on the letter, yours only said 3 weeks?
Yeah, it actually said, I got one letter initially, which I had to fill out the form like you have. And then that actually said that I had to wait until, I think it was about 2 weeks before the jury period started.
Mm-hmm.
And they would send me out a letter whether I was actually required or not.
Right.
And then every night before my jury duty started, I had to check a website to say whether I was required the next day or not.
Right.
Oh.
So you're actually on call every day.
And did you have to go in on any days?
I had to go in for one day, and then they actually the person changed their plea, so they went from an innocent to a guilty. Oh, so then they don't need a jury,
right?
Do they tell you you're not allowed to speak about the trial at all? What are the rules around that?
We didn't actually find out anything about the trial as such.
No.
We got the whole initial, this is what you'll be doing, and everything for COVID, but yeah, we never got told any details at all.
So you kind of did it without doing it in a good way.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Did you get paid for being on call?
Yeah, I got paid $40 for the day. That was the minimum for not being on a jury.
Right.
And that was just on call for showing up at the courthouse.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't get called up for that day, you get nothing.
Yeah.
But if you get put on a jury, I think it was like $120 a day or something like that.
Do you reckon they do lunch?
You want it catered.
Did they cater, Scott?
Yeah, as far as I know.
What was it, Nando's or something good?
I'm not sure. They said there was going to be like a lunch list that you could choose when you first went in. But
Because you know when people tell you something... someone tells you it's catered and then they bring in sandwiches? You're like, this is not catered.
Yeah.
You want a hot lunch?
As far as I know, work's entitled to what you get anyway, so...
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to wait till our boss turns up today.
You can fill out the letter and then see what happens then.
Send it off, because I've got a funny feeling he's not going to let me go.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Let's play Alpha Bucks tomorrow when we are live on the 2nd of March.
Do you have the answers for it?
Yeah.
Kings of Leon and Kingfisher.
Play for 10 grand tomorrow.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Hello, Babysitter's Club. Say hello to
I've always talked about doing something for years and I never got around to it. It seems like a Brisbane mum's done it.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. Good for her. She's achieved.
Juice,
so I'm going to share
juice
it.
Juice vending machine?
Oh, that was a good idea.
Yeah?
No. It was like last minute babysitting.
Ah.
Remember I used to always want to do it like for the morning after if you kind of like, and they just come and do it. But there is a Brisbane mum who's done it and I want to share it because we find it hard because we don't live near family. I know you say that. It's got its disadvantages. Maddie, shout out to your parents.
Off-air chat.
Oh, okay. You said you disadvantages. You just don't see your mum enough. But we do miss our family because we've moved away, and it's hard for those last-minute babysitters or just for when you want to go on date nights. And so many people do it. Everyone lives all over Australia, all over the world, so they miss having the grandparents.
Plus, babysitters are in high demand. There's like, to get a weekend where something's on and have a free babysitter, like, sorry, I'm looking after some other kids, so I'm busy.
Especially if you get a good one that you like and you want to use them all the time.
Yes, exactly. But I always send messages to my mum saying I'm sick of babysitting your grandkids. She's like, no worries.
Get to Queensland and pull your weight, lady.
Pull your weight. Come on. She is. But there is an app called Kiddo. And it's like everything should be there. It's kind of like Tinder for babysitters.
Yeah.
Do they show you photos of the babysitters?
Yeah, they show you everything. They show you ratings. But it's like everything in our life should be the same as that.
Tinder.
Yes, because you get to choose it. You get all the information. Then you just swipe, swipe, swipe.
So it's the same. So it works in the same way. Swipe right for the babysitter you like?
Well, you put in your booking. So whatever scenario it is. So let's just say I need one for tomorrow night. You put in the date and then you put up with how many kids and what time. And your location, and then it will come up with availability of all different babysitters, and you get photos and you get their ratings as well.
Right.
And then you get how many people have had repeat service.
Mm-hmm.
So we used it the other day, and she was brilliant. And I, because you know how I like ratings. So I'd only choose someone who has like 5-star ratings.
Of course, yeah.
Do you choose someone though who's got like great rating, but then you want one or two in there so it seems legit that aren't such great comments? Because you know,
some people haven't had any experience.
So do you roll the dice on them or do you go, you only want people who've...
I did the good rating one.
Yeah.
And then you rocked up and she was so amazing and she's the eldest of like 4 kids as well.
Right.
Yeah.
How old are the babysitters on there?
They all range in different ages. But this girl was studying at uni and she was doing it on the side to get extra money because she's just bought her first home.
Yeah,
she's
okay.
22.
Look at her go.
I know. I was like, I wouldn't be able to look after myself at 22.
That's about the age of a babysitter, though, doing teenagers for money.
No, when you go in there, some of them are grandparents.
Yeah.
You've got to remember, like, your mum, if she wanted to get extra money and she wasn't working, she would be able to do that. She's got the experience for it. Mm. And all of them have different, you know, they've got all their blue cards and their police check. So the ages are...
What happens if, you know how you always say to the babysitter, we're going to be gone for 3 hours, and then, like, you text them 3 hours in and be like, just ordering the last drink. Can you do that with this?
You do pay in advance.
Right.
You pay in advance and it goes off your credit card, but I don't know if it gets released to them. But then you can do overtime.
Okay.
So when you rock up, yeah.
Do they get to review you?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, they 100% would get to review you.
Why do you think I wouldn't get a good review? No, I would because I was at the Wickham and I kept saying, we are leaving now. We do not want to be late for our first booking.
So that is the problem though. when you go home to a new babysitter who you haven't met enough and you're like, with the kids, good. I love my kids so much. You're just part of the family now. Come here. Oh, you're just part of the family.
Part of the family. Yeah, I can imagine.
Don't talk too much.
Yep, just get in.
Don't chat and ask too much information.
No.
Okay? Because she just wants to get out there, right? And he's like, got it done. Mm. So we were on our best behaviour because we want to use
But then he looks weirder because she's like, hi, how was your night? And Scott goes,
It was an exquisite evening.
She was so good. She ran through the whole list of what everyone had happened and all the best and have a good night.
There you go.
We were like, that was easy.
Sold.
Later.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Prince Harry sat down and did an interview. Well, they actually did a bit of a tour with James Corden. And it's interesting. It seems like they're best friends.
Well, two Englishmen. They've got to be. Isn't that how it works?
Yeah, completely.
Two Englishmen in America. Hey, hello. Governor, you're my buddy.
Yeah, you're my buddy.
But there were some really interesting bits in it. And he was talking about, you know, his wife, and they even FaceTimed her as well because her, and she's like, thank you, Haz. Well, she's got the American voice, but that's his nickname, Haz.
Did they call her and make it like a thing, or was it like, oh sorry, hang on one sec, James. My wife's FaceTiming you. You won't believe it. Was it all set up?
No, they called him and she looked immaculate. it's a surprise call. But there was one point, and people aren't believing him, and I was a bit like, it's a little bit bollocks. But who knows? He might be having lessons because they were talking about his little son. And how he's talking a lot now, and what was his first word.
Okay.
And apparently this was his first word.
The most amazing personality. He's already putting 3-4 words together. He's already singing songs.
What was his first word?
Crocodile.
Crocodile?
3 syllables.
That's a big word.
You're calling it?
Yeah, maybe he's just smarter.
Maybe that's what his shoes are made of.
Because you've got to remember, the first word is just always what people keep repeating.
Yeah. Yeah. So
they would have to go crocodile.
What are we having for lunch?
Maybe crocodile is a nickname for the Queen.
Oh, yeah. The old handbag.
The debate's the same for nearly every kid. Did they say mum or dad first? As if a child is knocking out that many syllables as their first word.
Imagine that, too, if you're there going, say mama.
Crocodile.
What the heck?
You wouldn't believe it. He could also drive a manual car.
Maybe there was one in the room.
Do you guys believe it?
Oh.
I think that they've
started their book, their Archie program, and it's like to read books and stuff. So I think that they've really... I reckon they're doing extra lessons with him.
Do you reckon every time he went to say, Mum, it would go, slap! Crocodile. Slap!
Maybe
crocodile!
What if they're at the zoo? It's like, crocodile, that's an alligator, you moron!
Mama slap!
Well, he's already singing songs, they said, and he's only 21
Crocodile
months.
Rock?
And he's singing full songs.
No, I don't believe it. Even Prince Harry.
You want proof?
Well, that's exactly right. It'll be on an iPhone somewhere. Release it, put it on your Instagram, because everyone does that.
You would still then, even if they did that, you would still say that wasn't his first one.
But what are they going to do when they put up a video of his first steps? It's actually him running the London Marathon. We're crossing the line.
No, he only came away from London. It was to be the New York Marathon.
That's true. They're not allowed back.
I will believe it if I'm 13, 10, 60, someone else rings up and says that their kid had a first word other than mum or dad.
Okay.
But a big one.
What was the first word?
Yeah. Like car, I would believe car.
See, I always like any of the unusual ones because I always say the first words with the kids are ones that I've always constantly repeated.
Get mama. Yeah.
It's duck. I promise they said duck.
My son autocorrects. Nicole in Stretton, what was your child's first word?
Hi, guys. My little boy just turned one, he's 9 now, but his first word was turtle.
Turtle?
Yes. We were reading, ABC books, and we got to the T's, and we were saying turtle, and he said turtle.
There you go.
Right. See, that I can kind of... Are you buying crocodile? Are you believing him on that one?
No, you guys had me absolutely in stitches this morning. Like, kids were looking at me like she's crazy, but yeah. You guys are so hilarious. I was like, yeah, she's going to be in the Boston Marathon next.
See, two syllables you could, like, that's advanced.
Turtle.
That's right, three.
Crocodile.
He's just, yeah. Crota. Crota. And they're like, oh, it's crocodile. No, he wants something to eat, mate.
No, he's choking.
I mean, Steve Irwin's kids, maybe.
Even they, yeah.
Mm. Well, like, they're surrounded by
crikey,
them.
You'd expect. Crikey. That's a beauty.
Kylie, in Deception Bay, what was your cousin's first word?
It was hammer. So hammer. It was like, you hit the lower weed out and you go, hammer. Hammer. I was still kind of laughing, so it was hilarious. Hammer. Yeah.
See, two word, two syllables again. There's no three syllables in here from anyone.
So we're not buying it. Joel in Everton Hills, what was your child's first word?
My little girl's first word was chicken.
Chicken.
Do you like to eat chicken?
15 months. No, we have little pet chicken, little chickens in the backyard. And I think she's got two older brothers and we're always going out there in the afternoon and looking at the chickens and she'd say chicken.
Chicken.
So I believe two syllables, but yeah, three is a bit of a stretch.
Nah,
we're not getting anyone at this stage.
Maybe they've got a pet crocodile.
Crocodile. It's very...
Nah. I love how there too you said sorry to Joel, Abby, because you were like, was she eating chicken? And you're like, no, it's a pet. Do you still eat chicken even though you've got pet chickens, Joel?
We do, and it's funny, they don't make the connection. They love chicken. But
chickens will eat chicken. Wrong, yeah, no. I know. Oh, sorry.
She likes chicken nuggets. Sorry. No, she pats his little chicken at the back. All right,
we're chasing a three-syllable word for a kid's first word. We're not there yet.
Jade, in Moggle, what was someone's first word?
Hey, my daughter's was rollover and rainbow, and then my third child was motorbike.
Motorbike. There you go.
And had you said it repeatedly or just picked it up one day?
Well, I've got two sons. So my middle child, he's four and he's obsessed with motorbike.
Mm-hmm.
So I think when the 14-month-old little boy started talking, he just said motorbike.
Mm.
See, that's not bad. See, what Jade said is she's got older kids, but Archie doesn't have any older siblings around.
Do you believe Harry with the crocodile story?
I'm 50-50. I think it's possible, but I'm 50-50. I'm not sure.
I can't believe this will be the scandal that brings down the royal family.
Well, I believe everything he says until now. And now I'm like, what else are you lied about?
Prince Andrew's going, thanks very much, guys.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
For your next adventure at Anaconda. And camp better thanks to our partner, Coleman.
Stav, Abby and Matt's camp out.
The camping trip!
Because it's the first time that stuff's coming along. You haven't been as keen.
Life gets in the way, guys.
Yeah. All Aussie adventures. Pack up your swag. Let's go. Every time we go camping, we always post photos and everyone's like, where's Stav? And we're like, he's invited, but he couldn't come. And you always say you're busy, but rather we invite you, then you find something to say you're busy for. But this time we thought, well, why don't we do it during the week where you can't say no?
trap him.
Yay.
Invite him.
It is going to be so much fun. Master Stav.
Okay.
You're going to love every minute of it.
Okay. Every minute?
Every
minute. There's going to be no downside.
I can't help it if you don't like something that your daughter asks you to do, though. That's not our doing.
All right.
You know, if she's like, let's go on the bouncy castle again.
Love the bouncy castle.
Yeah, well, there you go. You'll be happy.
And you know, to be honest with you, set up will suck.
Right.
Set up and pack down.
Especially if
always.
It's raining. Mm. Set down, really.
Other than that, though.
Everything's fine.
All right. So not every minute.
It's good.
It'll be raining.
Now,
you'll get sick.
Possibly. Possibly. I get. I sometimes do get a cough after I camp out in the cold.
Yeah.
But that's all right. It's all part of the fun, you know. Living on the land.
He coughs no matter what, though.
Yeah, that's true.
So if you want to come along, we're going next week, Thursday, Friday night. So go and register at b105.com.au. We are yet to tell you where we're going to camp, though. And this place is sick.
It's our favourite place.
Sick.
Is it?
Yeah. We're going to Rivershore.
Oh, the place you love that place.
Yeah,
Is that where the daiquiri dads were in bed?
Yes, it is. Because there's a heated pool.
Sweet.
And cocktails.
Janine from Rivershore joins us this morning. Hello, Janine.
Good morning. How are you?
We're quite infamous around the parts there, aren't we?
You're very well known. You get up to a lot of mischief at Rivershore, so everyone knows about you guys.
Well, I met Janine. Do you remember I said I went and got coffee, and I was chatting to someone because with the coffee, because there's a barista there, by the way.
Right.
Camping. And yeah, it's camping.
Of course there is. Camping.
And I met Janine, and I was like, oh, we love this place. And lucky I didn't realise that she worked there at the time.
Right.
So I was so lucky I didn't
say anything
bad. I know,
that was so funny. We were both dying for coffee that morning.
And so I've heard some of the stories, Janine, and you're willing to have these guys back?
It is a big risk, but it's worth taking. Yeah. So
they've got the mature one coming this time, so I'll keep an eye on them.
Well, Rivershore kind of brings the kid out on you, so I would love to see how you behave on your camping trip.
What stays on the camping trip stays on the camping trip, though, right?
Of course.
Okay. Yeah. No photos after a certain time. Are you going to put us a little bit away from everyone then?
Definitely. So we're definitely going to give you a lot of space so you don't bother your neighbours. And we definitely put the production team in the glampers so they can have a bit of a treat.
Oh, hang on a second.
Because they definitely work harder.
That's bollocks.
What?
So when you go there, remember once when we went there, we did the glamping ones?
Yeah,
and
she sent
big
me a
safari
video of the inside.
And they look like the ones where you go if you went over to South Africa and you
there's a bathtub in them.
You can walk in. You don't need a
duck
down.
Your head.
Mm. Hang on, this is a stitch up. Siobhan, our executive producer, this is one team, one dream. You have to go in a tent.
No, see, because I have to carry all your equipment like a pack horse, so I need somewhere to put it.
No, that's an audio guy.
You know, microphones and headphones and laptops and all that kind of stuff. So yeah.
Perfect then. They can have I hear what she's saying.
They can have that and they can also have the kids.
Yeah.
I heard that too, because if you're going to look
no,
after
the
most precious
things. No, I heard
there's
only one bed in the tent.
No, there's not. It's huge, isn't it, Janine?
It is huge.
Come on, Janine.
I don't take the kids.
All right. Well, we are so excited. It's going to be there at Rivershore. It is amazing. It's got water slides for the kids. It's got a great restaurant, the whole lot.
Would you like to invite your first person coming along with you?
Yes. Margie from Tingalpa. Would you like to come camping with us?
Oh, my gosh. Yes, I would.
You're in.
Yay!
Who are you going to bring with you?
So my partner Dave will be coming. Mm-hmm. He is Irish and he is, after a few beers, we'll have everyone up dancing, singing along to some Creedence.
We've got an Irishman, a Scotsman, we need an Englishman and then we can all walk into the bar.
Exactly.
See, this is the thing, when we build the campsite, everyone has to bring something with them. So you're saying you're bringing your husband, who's the sing-along guy.
Well, he's my fiancé. He might not be my husband after this weekend, after dobbing him in.
And what did you say he likes to sing along to?
Creedence.
Oh. Down on the corner, out in the street, there we go. Oh, that's a good camping sing-along song.
There's a lot of Creedence around the fire.
Yeah, Steph's got a week to learn in our lecture.
Yeah, because we don't play instruments, unfortunately, but I'm sure, you with your guitar, we'll sing along.
Could you play that on guitar?
I could play a Creedence song.
Teach yourself? This is probably the best one, hey? So he likes to drink, your husband?
He's Irish.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, loves a few beers. Yeah.
Do you guys do a lot of camping? So are you the people with the huge kit out as well?
We've got a decent tent and a good little tarp set up. We're looking to upgrade, but you can't go past camping.
No.
And the tent. Absolutely.
No.
So much. Yeah.
Excellent.
You'll love it, Steph.
Okay, I'm looking forward to it.
He doesn't sound so convinced, does he?
No, he doesn't.
Looking forward to it.
That's sarcastic.
Just like every teenager, Margie, you know? Well, you know, once they get there, they'll have a good time. They'll make friends.
Exactly. And we'll get a good crew together. You'll love it.
Mm. Have to make friends now?
Yeah, that's what happens. You find that's when you go camping, you find yourself, you become like best friends with randoms that you...
And you go, we should do this again. Are you going to come back this time next year? Yeah, let's lock it in. And then you never do.
See, I have it at our Christmas camping. We go every year and there's people who, it's funny, every year they come up and they see the kids. They go, God, haven't they grown?
Haven't they grown?
Haven't they grown? All right, Margie, you're going to be there. It is going to be a lot of fun. There are still campsites to give away. One every day this week. Register at b105.com.au and gear up for your next adventure at Anaconda and Camp Better. All thanks to our partner Coleman.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
As we wrap up the show each day, we take a moment to reflect.
Hubby was away in Melbourne over the weekend and I was so excited that I decided to update the bedroom. So I sent him a little text message, right? And I put it up on my Instagram stories. But I said I decided to spice things up in the bedroom. I was getting bored. Can't wait for you to get home and experience. He was on the plane. He's like, wow, that's amazing. Can't wait. And then the next photo I posted was the new bedspread.
Mm-hmm.
Scotty was not as impressed. But the amount of comments I got from girls were all like, ha, hilarious. Guys were like, how could you do this? That was so cruel. He's got a long flight. I'm like, settle down. He's okay.
2 hours of sitting there going giggity, 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 gee, and then getting home.
It's just the whole bro code of like, no.
Did he like the colour?
I don't know if he looked at the colour, to be honest. Thanks, but no thanks.
If you missed earlier, I've been called up, the big call-up for jury duty. And I was excited about it. My wife thought I would not really want to do it.
Mm.
She said to me, it's very strange, the things that excite you. But to me, I just think it would be great.
Would she not want to do it?
I don't think she would want to do it, no. Because she did say to me, she said, because you don't know what the case would be, she'd be worried it'd be something with children and she wouldn't be able to emotionally
But you can take yourself
it.
Off them if you want, right?
I think so, yeah. But I said to her, no, I'm excited by it. She said, I wouldn't worry about that. Anyway, it's like, what do you mean? She goes, they won't pick you. I said, why would they not pick me? What's wrong with me? She goes, once they find out who you are, they won't pick you. I said, is that because of my personality? She said, it's not because they'll know who you are. It will 100% be your personality.
That would be hard. Imagine if you're there every day, you rock up, and they keep rejecting you. I think it would get to day five until you break. Why? What is wrong with me?
I'm so sorry.
Sorry, sir.
You are not trustworthy.
Yeah, I am. Trust me.
And then it'll become a crusade for you to get on there.
I'm TikToking this right now.
I'm TikToking this and I'm
a savage. Let me in the jury. Thanks, but no thanks.
Every afternoon I toddle down to school for school pickup. Now I take my little boy Gussie for a walk. I'm sitting on the guardrail of the bridge. Just waiting for my daughter. Unbeknownst to me, there was a scrub turkey behind me, which piqued Angus's interest, and he took off after it like a rocket. And I went arse over tit over the back of the bridge rattling. It was a state. It was one of those ones, as it was happening, I was like, oh, yeah, this is happening in slow motion.
Did everyone see it?
Everyone saw it. Yes. And I, to be fair, I would love to have seen it because it would have been hilarious.
If it was to someone else.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
You stand up, brush yourself off. And that's why you don't sit on the guardrail, kids.
Yes. So thanks, but nothing.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm all right.
You didn't break any?
It's mild concussion. Thanks, Steve.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
That is the podcast, guys. Have a great one.
Bye.
Bye.
Brisbane wakes up with Stav, Abby and Matt on B105.